Look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 23. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." A couple things I want to point out in this passage in Genesis 2 is that it doesn't say a boy leaves his father and mother and cleaves his wife. It says a man leaves his father and mother and cleaves unto his wife. So getting married is something that you do as an adult, not as a child, Muhammad, okay? You get married as an adult. A man leaves his father and mother. But notice, a man leaves his father and mother. In a perfect world, God's will is that you go straight from living with your parents to living with your wife. Okay? And in our world, there's a totally different culture that says you move out when you're 18, you go to college and have the beer pong and the partying and the kegs and the toga party and everything else, and you go out and sow all your wild oats, and then later you get married. No, wrong. Skip that phase. Skip that partying phase. Skip that fornicating phase, and you go straight from mom and dad to your wife. Now, I'm not saying that you need to get married right when you turn 18, but guess what? You may just need to stay with your parents a little bit longer then and stay with your parents when you're 19, 20, 21, 22. There's nothing wrong with that. I want my children to remain living with me until they get married. There's no reason for them to go bunk up with some roommate and go out and live by themselves. First of all, it doesn't even make sense financially. Why would they want to buy their own stuff and pay their own electric bill and their water bill and the heat? All the things we pay for, why would they want to pay for that? I'll tell you why. Because they want to get out from under their parents' rules, and it's not because they want to do any good. It's probably because they want to do things that aren't right. And so that's why they need to stay with their parents and have that accountability. And you know what? There's a certain accountability about being in a family. When you're with your parents, there's accountability. They know where you are. They know what you're doing. They know what kind of a life that you're living. And then guess what? When you get married, even though as a man you're the head of the home, there's still an accountability there of your wife knows you. She sees you. She sees your habits. But when you're living by yourself, there's no accountability. When you're living with your other teenage buddy who's 18, 19, there's no accountability there. And so it's important that we take God's word seriously here, his original plan, his original intent, that a man leaves his father and mother and cleaves unto his wife. And I realize there are exceptions to this, okay? The exception proves the rule, but in general, this is the life that we should strive to lead God's way. And there's no reason for 18-year-olds to move out from their godly parents' home just to go out and do their own thing. Hey, wait until you're ready to get married, amen? And you know what? I know what it's like to be a teenager because I remember being a teenager and literally counting down until I turned 18 so that I could move out. I counted down to that for years, and I had every intention of moving out right when I turned 18. But you know what? I got into an independent fundamental Baptist church, and I got right with God, and I listened to the preaching of God's word, and I decided to stay with my parents until I got married, and I'm glad I made that decision. And I stayed with them for another year until I ended up getting married at age 19.